Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Well.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am the Welsh. Bogman over there ate a bug about 30 minutes ago. You ate a bug.
Yeah. Didn't taste good.
Nope. So. Like, it was actually on a commercial break. Like, Bogman was talking, and then he goes, I was like, what's wrong?
Yeah, I sound like a person that swallowed a bug.
Yeah, you're like, a gnat, it just went in my mouth. And I'm like, oh, God. And you're like, I swallowed it. I definitely swallowed it.
Well, it was one of those where I was, like, talking, and then I stopped to, you know, take a breath in, and it went right in there.
Why are there gnats in your house?
Probably because my place is disgusting.
We're going to talk about that on the second show.
I am an animal, and I'm ashamed of myself. It is so disgusting in here.
Isn't that the worst, by the way, when the most shameful thing in your life is your house? Like, we all do a lot of shameful things, but when it's your house and you look around and you're just like, what's going on? What's happening here?
Like, if someone came in here right now, they would recommend therapists. The animals would probably be taken away.
Do you even open your door for, like, the Uber Eats person? Or you wait for them?
Yeah. I step right outside because that's nice because you can track them. I step right outside.
Dude,
I went and got a pizza the other day because I didn't want someone coming to my door.
I mean, my play is to always pick up for Bogman to pick up something. That house must be really bad.
It's top five worst of all time for me right now. So
what's going on? All right, we'll talk about it on the secret show.
Yeah.
We'll talk in secret show content. Welcome back. InThisLeague.com is the website. You guys know all the drills. Follow us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. We're here to help you however we can across all the sports because we do them all but hockey. I mean, I guess we don't do golf. If there's a stick involved, we don't do it, is essentially
sticks.
No stick parties.
That's right. No stick, no stick.
No, we just like balls and holes. That's how we get down. No sticks involved.
That's right.
We are going to be looking at week 14. And you're still going?
No, I'm done.
Just making sure you're still going with us. We're going to be breaking down week 14. No need, because we already did it, to talk about how wonderful we did last week. So let's just get right into the games, kicking it off with, apparently, to Bogman, is going to be the biggest defensive struggle you've ever seen in your life. And the Buffalo Bills and their number one rated defense, apparently, are going to be hosting the Jets. It's actually a really good pick, by the way. I'm just being condescending. The over-under is 38. Buffalo is favored by 3.5 at home. Sam Darnold, I believe he's back.
He's back. He's going to start.
He's back. Isaiah Crowell banged up on the Bills in. It's all Josh Allen and no receivers but Zay Jones, Isaiah McKenzie, and Robert Foster. So what are your thoughts on this game?
No, smartass. You get to pick this game first because I kept telling you to take the Bills defense. I want to hear you take the over in this game.
Okay, I want to talk about the over.
It's very low.
But I want to talk fantasy for a second with it first. What would your level?
Fantasy is worthless.
Okay, but hold on. What is your level of comfort in putting a guy like Josh Allen out, who's going against a garbage setup here? It's a no-brainer, especially if he's just your number two quarterback in a super flex. You go with it. But what if you're in a spot? What if you had like a Matthew Stafford who's banged up and Josh Allen? Those are your only two quarterbacks. Is this matchup enough for you to go put out Josh Allen in your starting lineup in the playoffs?
I mean, that is like I don't mind if you I think I would start Matt Stafford. He's been terrible. I think I would start Matt Stafford, but I don't mind if you fire up Josh Allen instead. Like, I think that's where I'm at as far as Josh Allen goes in this, because he's been getting the rushing yards. I mean, I keep firing out Lamar Jackson in these lineups and stupid Josh Allen keeps out rushing him every single week. So
I feel like next week, if Lamar Jackson is outscored by Josh Allen again, you just have to put in Allen.
So he can get me 2 points.
Yeah.
So, Josh Allen has been good. I think that him and LeSean McCoy are the two guys that you can start, and I'm not confident in LeSean McCoy at all.
What about Zay?
I might be just as confident in Zay Jones as I am in LeSean McCoy.
I might be more confident in Zay Jones, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, they cut Benjamin. They cut Andre Holmes. They're going to go with all those young guys.
I mean,
Isaiah McKenzie, Robert Foster.
If they pass the ball, Josh Allen has essentially been Lamar Jackson. You know, almost more running than passing.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a fun fantasy game at all.
Football game either.
Anybody on the Jets. You can't start anybody.
No, not even Isaiah Crowell, unless you're desperate.
Maybe Herndon. Wait a minute. Herndon might be banged up too, so no one.
They're horrible. Why are they so bad?
I mean, I thought Robbie Anderson was going to be a thing. Joe thought Quincy Enunwa was going to be a thing. They're just no one's a thing.
A note: I thought no Jets would be anything, so that's positive.
Yeah, Herndon's not banged up, but he's still. I mean, he caught 2 passes for 31 yards last week. So.
All right. So as far as like the setup here, did you fall there?
No, I
went. Okay. Oh, 33 degrees. So there's going to be some temperature. Buffalo is favored by 3.5. I'm not taking the over in this game. There is no chance in hell I would take the over in this game. I'm going under, and I'm going to go Bills. I think this could be a 17-3 game. That's where I think this goes.
I hope it snows. I hope it's one of those nasty, disgusting, nobody wants to see. That's like going to make this watchable. Is it, if it's one of those blizzard
like a whiteout games? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not going to be. It's just going to be a cold game that no one's watching. And, Bills Mafia, respect to you for showing up for those games. But that's it.
I'm laughing here. I'm not trying to jump. You're going Buffalo in the under?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to jump games, but I'm laughing here looking how it's like that game is 33 degrees, Browns 36, Packers and Falcons will be 27. Then look at the Dolphins and Patriots, 84 and sunny for the Miami Dolphins.
84?
Yeah. I mean, it's not even that hot in Arizona.
Way colder here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we had like 60.
Yeah, our highs are like 65 right now in Arizona, 84 in Miami. Can you imagine in December? I mean, some people are like, oh my God, can you imagine? But I'm like, ugh, can you imagine? No, thank you.
No.
All right, so we're locked up on that one. Next up, the Cleveland Browns are hosting the Carolina Panthers in what is, I guess the Panthers are still in it. Yep, I had to look. 6-6. Carolina is favored by 1. Over-under is 47.5. Carolina is still vying. Cam Newton is 1 yard away for passing for 3,000. And on the ITL Fantasy Football podcast, we talked that McCaffrey is like 140-something away rushing from 1,000, 20 catches from 100 on the season, and like 350 or something receiving from 1,000. He is on one of the most incredible fantasy seasons I can recall in God knows how long. But talk to me about this game. You think that some of the Browns guys might rebound, maybe Mayfield, maybe a good play for Landry and Chubb? Obviously,
I just don't know. Like ever since that Thursday Night Football where the Steelers embarrassed the Panthers have not been the same team. I don't know what's wrong with them. It's, you know, Riverboat Ron, every single risk he takes does not pay off. You know, they went for 2 at the end of one of those games and lost. They've just been bad. So I don't know how you can take them. I'm going to take Cleveland at home. Ooh, I like, you know, Jarvis Landry got back into the swing of things. Like, I still like, you know what, I'm going to go with the offense because I still like the offenses here. So I got to take the over. I think Cleveland could score 28. Like, this easily could be a 28-20 game.
Yeah.
And then it goes over. So I'm going to take Cleveland at home and get the point and go over on this one.
I'm going to take Carolina in the over on this one. I like Carolina, even though there's the point there. They're playing. It is heavy, heavy playing four type of a game. Christian McCaffrey. I know the Cleveland defense has been going off, but I think Christian McCaffrey is going to be going off. I actually think this is going to be one of those big running back games. It's going to be Chubb and McCaffrey blow for blow type of thing. So that's where I want to go with the over. And on the Carolina end, I think they're going to pull this through. I mean, maybe it's just me. I have a hard time believing that.
No, I think you should. Carolina's a better team. but both of them have been sinking ships here. So, like, Carolina is just – I feel like I've picked them the last 5 weeks, and that's how I keep winding up under 500 on these things is, yeah, Carolina seems like the obvious team, and they just haven't been getting it done. So
– yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just going to follow the trend. That's what I'm doing on this one.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, this is a good fantasy game here. The Falcons and the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay out, Mike McCarthy out. Falcons out. So let it fly. Let it fly, guys. Green Bay is a 4.5-point favorite at home. Over under is 51. I don't know what the weather is looking like. From what I can tell here, it looks like there's mild cloud, mostly sunny. But it's going to be 27 degrees.
It's just always cold.
It's so cold.
That's why I went with, you know, I think this is going to be a very high-scoring game, the Welsh. But I think that's why I went with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. They're used to playing in this stuff. We've already seen Atlanta's defense give up, right? They're just kind of packing it in. They're hibernating for the winter already. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know. I don't think I can take Atlanta on the road in Green Bay in the cold with nothing to play for.
What about the options, though? What about like Tevin Coleman and Calvin Ridley? Let's focus a bit on the fantasy aspects of this game. Okay. Like, I've got a lot of Tevin Coleman questions this week, and I think – God, one of them I saw was Tevin Coleman or Jalen Samuels.
I would go with Samuels. What is Tevin Coleman's ranking? Do you have that up on your Fantasy Pros list?
We'll pull it up right now here.
Because I Tevin Coleman has been such a letdown recently.
I feel like he's a mid RB2, though. I'm still getting to it, though.
And I think that I don't know how I have any confidence in Green Bay, but I have way more confidence in Green Bay because they're playing in the cold. Now, that may be stupid because we were talking about last week, the Cardinals hadn't won in Green Bay since they were the Chicago Cardinals. But it seems like the problem may be gone in Aaron Rodgers, in Mike McCarthy. And by the way, do you see Winston Moss got fired because of Twitter? He was the associate head coach for Green Bay. He's basically a McCarthy lapdog, and he was defending him on Twitter, and then he got canned.
Oh, and they just canned him?
Yep. And they're like, yeah, you're gone.
If you're going to, dude, honestly, as an organization, if you're going to can Mike McCarthy, who is very entrenched there, you should probably get rid of all of his guys. I mean, you don't want people to lose their jobs, but his team is probably going to need to go, and they're going to be well aware of the players that are, or the coaches that are going to be at Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy will wind up somewhere next year, and he'll bring a bunch of his guys back, but I mean,
come on. I've got it. That comparison I gave you, Jalen Samuels in PPR on Fantasy Pros is the 19th ranked running back against Oakland. So he's an RB2. Okay. Tevin Coleman is the 29th. So he's not even. He's a flex option against Green Bay, at least according to the Fantasy Pros rankers. So
yeah, I'm trying to pull up Tevin Coleman's recent performance.
They got Justin Jackson at 24. I mean, Justin Jackson, Marlon Mack, Theo Riddick, all above Tevin Coleman. There is a lot of lost confidence in Tevin Coleman.
Well, here you go. 6 rushes for 8 yards and 1 catch for 3 yards last week, plus a fumble. 8 rushes for 6 yards and 3 catches for 17, but he got that garbage touchdown on Thanksgiving. 8 for 58 with 3 for 27. 11 for 44 with 3 for 19 the next week. Washington was his last big week. He had 5 catches for 68 and 2 scores and 13 rushes for 88. Other than that, I don't think he has a game where he's combined for 100 yards. So he just has that game.
So he's kind of a sit.
He ran for 100 against Carolina week 2.
You know, what's interesting is they have Jeff Wilson one spot below Tevin Coleman, and that's one of those where I'm like, no way. Jeff Wilson over Tevin Coleman all day, every day.
Yeah, me too. I don't want any part of Coleman. He's just been such a letdown. Plus, if Green Bay starts to get up in this game, Atlanta's going to have to pass. So I don't mind Ridley as a start, but I just don't want anything to do with Tevin Coleman.
You
want to
see an embarrassing one? At 43, the rankers had Derrick Henry.
Oh, my God.
32,
are you serious?
32 was Deion Lewis for this week. 43 was Derrick Henry.
Whoa.
I mean, Lucy, hindsight.
You got some splaining.
Hindsight is our friend here, but ooh, that looks bad. Bad. That looks so bad, man. I give it all up.
I'm going to take Green Bay and the over in this one.
Me too. Green Bay in the over. What about Green Bay? Oh, worries about Jamal Williams. Do you think Regime is going to get Jamal Williams a little bit more involved?
I think if anybody wants to keep their jobs, they better give the ball to Aaron Jones.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more with that. I'm also very, very curious to see where Martez Valdez-Scantling is.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. Where he plays in this offensive role with this new regime, because I felt like that was someone they were really pushing on us, and then McCarthy just gave up, and Aaron Rodgers gave up, frankly.
Yeah, well, Equanimeous St. Brown, I think, is probably a little bit of a better wide receiver, and I know he had some attitude problems, but with a new coaching staff, hopefully he can get right. So
an adjustment. Yeah. All right, so I think we're in line there. We'll get one more in real quickly. The Baltimore Ravens, who are playoff hunting against the Chiefs, who are playoff bound. That's going to be a great game. The Chiefs are favored by 6.5 at home. The over-under, 51, though. Baltimore's defense. Patrick Mahomes set to go over 4,000 yards passing in this game. Tyreek Hill is going to probably get over that 1,200 marker here. Spencer Ware looks like he's going to be the running back as they brought back Sharkantrick West.
Sharkantrick
West. So I expect to get a little bit of run. What do you think? What do you think on this from fantasy options here? How comfortable are you with Spencer Ware?
Not very. He didn't look good last week against Oakland, and Baltimore's run defense has been really good, so I am not very confident in him at all.
Confidence is low. Repeat, confidence is low. He's 21 on the Fantasy Pros rankers.
I would start Jeffrey Wilson Jr. over him, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
I mean, it's tough because if he gets, if Kansas City's offense is still really good, so he might get some goal line carries and score some touchdowns. But I can't see him going over 100 yards against Baltimore unless they're so concerned with the pass. You know, this might be a good game for Kansas City to pass to set up
I was just about to say, this is, I know you picked Breeze over Mahomes, but even though it's a defensive struggle, I think this is actually a good spot for Mahomes to just get a lot of volume that they would be running there. But hey, don't go anywhere. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We'll give you our picks, and we're going to continue breaking down these games, plus their fantasy value, on more of In This League, coming up after the break.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
We are back. Welcome back. That was a good. What was that? We lost.
It's like half sheep, half person.
Little octave half up. We person. Are back.
Welcome back to the 80s. Remember back. Jim Brewer on SNL? Was that, I don't know why I just thought about that.
Was that SNL?
Yeah, SNL.
I was almost thinking it was is VH1 still a channel?
I don't think so.
I was thinking like that was a VH1, like, you know, VH1. In the 80s, the 90s, but I don't think they exist anymore.
No, I don't think they do either. So
wow.
You don't really hear about channels going away a lot.
No.
ESPN has been hemorrhaging money for the last decade, and they're still around.
Yeah, well, I mean, Disney owns them, so Disney is holding them up. But like,
and nothing was holding up VH1.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of like third-rate comedians lost jobs if VH1 went away.
Those are good comedians.
Yeah? Like who? Name one.
You just said Jim Brewer. I like Jim Brewer.
Was he on there a lot?
I don't know. I didn't watch VH1.
I got caught in a couple times. They do those weird stories. I don't think they're a channel.
I watched E! Because they had like those, oh God, what was her name? Brittany Burke, something Brenner? Burke.
Brooke. who
Come
is
on
it?
With me to Russia. We're gonna watch some Netflix.
Who is the Burke from E?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. What's her name?
I don't know. I could listen to it on, with no sound and just watch her talk about Ibiza. That was great.
Nah, I don't remember. All right. Well, doesn't matter. We're back in thisleague.com, Patreon. Those are all the things and stuff. And is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? That's the Twitter handle. Hit us up if you have any questions. Ravens Chiefs. We're talking about them. Kansas City. Brooke Burke, thank you. Someone tweeted us probably too. Kansas City, 6.5, over under 51. Spencer Ware, not as trustworthy. The normal candidates always are. What about Baltimore? I have no faith in Michael Crabtree. I'm benching him in all the places
this
week.
Wide receivers, you can't. Like, if Lamar Jackson's expected to play this whole game, once again, with Joe Flacco more healthy, I think he's going to get a helmet this week and be backing up because they don't want to start him because he's not all the way back. But this is one of those things where I have a decent amount of confidence in Lamar Jackson and them not going to Flacco, but they're playing for their playoff life right now. So if Lamar Jackson looks terrible in the first half, he's throwing picks, he's fumbling, all that stuff, they might just go to Flacco.
You know,
I'm a little bit worried about that.
To your point, might want to think about taking him out of that DFS lineup. It's a very, very good observation. The Kansas City very likely could be up in this game, and if Lamar Jackson struggles at all or they're getting behind by a decent amount because Kansas City's rolling, Joe Flacco's back in this game.
I thought about that. I'm leaving in Jackson just for the upside because Kansas City's defense is really bad.
I don't know.
And if they don't give him a helmet and if they go with RG3 as a backup again, I think it's just going to be Lamar Jackson out there for the whole game, kind of regardless of how bad he is. The only reason Griffin came in the last game is because he had to go into concussion protocol. So
Concussion.
I just had a concussion. I need to go to the tent.
What do you think Jackson is ranked this week?
14?
12.
12?
Above okay. Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady has been a little banged up. And
come on, we just talked up Tom Brady. What are you talking about?
Well, I just put in Lamar Jackson. I didn't have any Tom Brady shares, so come on.
You're ridiculous. All right,
I'm going to go with Kansas City in the over. I think Baltimore will score.
Yeah, me too.
Because that Kansas City defense has looked horrid recently. They just let Oakland put up a bunch of points. But I'm still taking, it's a lower point spread than we expected, and they're at home in this one. So KC in the over for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. And we're agreeing on too many, which is a problem. All right, how about it's your chance to talk crap about Tom Brady because New England is going to Miami. New England is a 7.5 point. Okay, well, so there's 7.5 point road favorite. The over-under is 48. Tom Brady, 20 touchdowns on the year. Sony Michel, pretty solid season. I mean, it's amazing. Sony Michel, the leading rusher. James White, the leading receiver on the team with 74 catches. We very likely might have a season with multiple running backs who caught over 100 passes, Boggs.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be that surprising here. I think that, Tom Brady doesn't have to play well for New England to stomp Miami. Miami looks awful recently.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I'm not going to say I'm into it. This is, and I know they've been bad. Maybe 7.5 is going to be too much for me to win this game. Maybe this is one of those that looks too obvious, kind of like Carolina and Cleveland, and I should be taking Miami because of the history. I just can't. I just can't do it. I have to take New England in the over in this. I think New England could put up 42 points by themselves. So
I mean, it's 48, but yeah, I agree that they also could put up 42, like, for sure. I hate the narrative thing. I hate the stupid narrative thing of like,
teams are different.
the Dolphins suck. They're the worst. They're the worst. I mean, they're not
teams
the worst.
Teams are different
the
from
Diners
year to
aren't,
year. I get what you're talking about with the narrative hate because teams are different teams every single year.
Yeah,
so.
It's the whole Miami play, New England plays down to Miami or Miami plays them tough. All right, well, in this case, I wouldn't be going against them. I'm going to go, it's another one we agree with. We need to get out of agreement. I'm not sure where we're going to get there. How about we go to the Saints and the Buccos? The Buccos. The Saints are a 9.5 point favorite. This might be the biggest line of the week. I'm assuming it is. 54 is the over-under. Alvin Kamara is about 250 away from a 1,000-yard rushing season. Mike Evans has been doing work. I mean, the fantasy options are plentiful, but it's the guys in between the numbers that are important to talk about, not the obvious ones.
Who's higher on Fantasy Pros, the Welsh? Is it Godwin or Humphreys? That is a question I would like answered.
That's a great question. Well, I was about to say, because Godwin is a very, very popular pick for everybody this week. Wow.
Humphreys
wow.
keeps scoring those touchdowns, though.
Godwin is 20 on the list.
20?
20 on the list. Adam Humphreys?
36?
Where is he?
You have to control F.
I might have
find
to control
Adam
F.
Humphreys.
Oh, here he is. 27.
Okay, so they're both up there.
And Mike Evans is 11.
11. That might be low for Mike Evans this week.
So people are assuming this is probably the thought process that Mike Evans is going to get extra attention and Chris Godwin is going to be the big explosive player in this game. I can't believe the amount of Chris Godwin all in plays this week. I got to be honest with you. I'm not in it. I'm not saying he's going to do bad or anything like this, but 20? Absolutely not. I want Adam Humphreys over him, and I'll die on that hill, and I probably will.
I mean, I don't want to die on that hill. I think they're just close, though, and I think, man, I closed my DraftKings stuff, but I would like to know the difference in prices. I think Humphreys was below the poverty line, and Godwin wasn't. So I think if it's something
Godwin
like
was
that.
$4,900.
Okay. Which and one is this?
Is this is DraftKings.
DraftKings? Okay.
And Humphreys.
Well, and then he's below the poverty line.
Am I allergic to seeing, like, Adam Humphreys? Adam Humphreys is $4,900.
You could always search. Yeah. So they're the same price there.
Exact same price. Just giving up.
Which is weird that they're both below that. You know, I think $5,500 is your standard line. So
a lot of Chris Godwin plays are going to go down this week.
Yeah, and they should. I got to be honest with this one. Tampa Bay's been playing better. I feel like now that the pressure is off Winston to, you know, he's not really threatened by Fitzpatrick anymore. I think this spread is too big, and this is, you know, Tampa Bay beat them before this season, and they're at home now. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay in the over. I do not think they win, but I think this could be, you know, even if this is a 9-point game because of the hook, 9.5, you said, right, the Welsh?
Yep.
Yeah, because of the hook, you win that game. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay in the over.
Yeah, how many have we agreed on? Because I agree on this one, too. It's the exact same. I'm going to go Tampa with all those points. The over is a logical conclusion based on these defenses and the just pure offensive output. You know, how many times, can you check this box or I'll try to check, how many times has the Buccaneers scored 30 points this year? Because I feel like it's every
a
game.
A lot. Yeah.
Oh, look.
I mean, we could put them in.
48, 27, 30. Then they scored 10, 29, 26, 34, 28, 3, 35, 9, or I'm sorry, 27 and 24. Okay, if you want to take 24 or more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times this year. They've scored 24 more points.
Yeah. I mean, so you got to take the over in this because if they're going to score 24, then, you know, New Orleans has to score 30 to beat them, you know, or 25 at least. And then that puts you up 49 points already. So, and I think New Orleans is winning this game. I don't think Tampa Bay is winning it, but I think it's definitely going over. But I got to take Tampa Bay at home. They've been playing better. It's one of those sneaky things where this looks easy. This looks like a New Orleans stomping, but I'm taking Tampa Bay against the spread.
I've got a would you rather, Mark Ingram or Jeffrey Wilson Jr.?
Jeffrey Wilson Jr.
I'm going to, oh man, I feel like Mark Ingram touchdown is coming. I'm going to say Jeffrey Wilson Jr. And let's see. The rankers disagree. Mark Ingram, 16.
Yeah. Between him and Kamara, it's kind of been back and forth since he's come back. You know, Kamara, I really want to see what Kamara's averages are since Ingram has come back versus before him. I mean, Ingram's gone after this season, so I don't think anything's going to affect him for next year. But I feel like a lot of people are going to be rolling out Kamara expecting huge things.
Like,
and maybe it's Ingram this week. Better you just never know between them.
Better not be. It's going to be. I'm going to get knocked in some leagues if that's the case. I'm banking on him in at least two that I can think of.
You didn't
of.
Have him in the Champs League, so I don't care what Kamara does.
All right. Giants and the Redskins, division battle. The Giants are a 3.5-point road favorite. Over-under is 41. Did you see the news? EB over in Washington broke the news, essentially, that career could be threatened for Alex Smith. He's still in the hospital.
Yeah, well, remember, we talked about this on ITL, about all the infections and stuff that he's having. Like, the surgery went well, and I was joking, like, his career's not over because this isn't the, you know, 1950s. Like, he's going to be fine. So, but because of the infections and he's still in the hospital, I mean, Colt McCoy had the room next to him, and he's already out of the hospital. He's done. So crazy. They fixed him up. He's good to go. And Alex Smith is still there. It's such an invasive surgery. So you're down to Mark Sanchez in Washington. And remember, they had a lead in the game last week when Peterson ran a 90-yard touchdown, and they couldn't get anything going after that. They didn't run Peterson enough because they got down so quick afterwards. So he didn't even get to 100 yards after that 90-yard rush. I don't know how you can have any confidence in Washington now. Where is Peterson on that list? He's got to be low.
Let's take a look.
Because all they're going to do is stack the box. It's not like you have super great weapons. You know, there's no Jordan Reed. There's none of that stuff.
25, you know. Right below Justin Jackson.
25 below Justin Jackson. I mean, those guys are playing. I don't mean to say you they're not there. They're playing, but you can't start those guys with stupid Mark Sanchez.
Nah. I mean, if you have to, you have to.
You have to. But I'm, you know, you just said Evan Ingram was on your wire. I'd go look for somebody. How about this? Would you rather start Jordan Reed or Mark Andrews?
Jordan Reed.
I'd rather start Mark Andrews this week.
Nah. I'm not going to go with a quarterback that throws 120 yards a game.
But all of the throws are to Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not going to go with it. I'm going to go with Jordan Reed.
I get it. Like,
Mark Sanchez is a
that.
Loser, but he's going to be almost tackled and throw it to Jordan Reed every time.
If I'm
Chris
the Giants,
Thompson.
I'm sending a bunch of hot dogs over the sideline this week. That's what I'm doing.
Chris Thompson's not a bad play.
No, dump offs. I like that. I got to take the Giants and the under. I think they stomp Washington in this game.
I'm going to go Giants and over in this one.
Giants and over. All
finally,
right.
Finally, a different one.
That's the first over-under we disagree on.
I know. Jesus. All right. Let's go to the Colts and the Texans. We need a revival game from Andrew Luck, but I don't know what the prospects of it are. T.Y. Hilton a little bit banged up. Houston on an absolute roll. They are a 4.5-point favorite. Over-under is 50. It's a 50 over under. What do you think about that? And let's specific prospects in this game that you might want to get outside the norm. Any?
Not maybe Nyheim Hines, because he looked really good last week. If you're in a PPR, Nyheim Hines, not a bad flex option. Actually, how about Hines versus Chris Thompson on that list this week, the Welsh?
Ooh, okay.
Where are those guys? Because Indianapolis was down the whole game to Jacksonville last week, and Hines got in there. I expect Houston to win this game. And if they're losing, Hines could be in there a bunch, or if they just have to pass the ball a bunch.
Who's the other one? Chris Thompson?
Chris Thompson, yeah.
Let's see. I'm not seeing. Where is stupid Chris Thompson?
Why don't you just control F?
All right, fine. All right, Chris Thompson is 33. Nyheim Hines is 39.
39. So they're in the same range. They're both, you know, RB4s. So now I think that could be an interesting one for Hines here. But I think Houston is just on such a roll.
Yeah.
Lamar Miller looks revived. DeAndre Hopkins is still amazing.
How about Demaryius Thomas? You roll him out this week? I don't trust him.
I think he can. But I'm not super excited about him, but I think you can start him. Would you rather go with DT or Humphreys?
Kind of. I'm leaning Humphreys.
Yeah, I mean, Humphreys has scored some touchdowns, but QT is questionable. I think QT being questionable usually means he doesn't play for him.
By the way, I must have been on standard before, because Adam Humphreys in PPR, I just noticed him, 19. on Where's Fantasy Godwin Pros list, 22.
Okay. Oh, so Humphreys is above Godwin there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who are we just talking about, too? Who'd you ask me? DT?
Yeah, well, DT versus...
DT's 37.
37? Well, no QT, and Andrew Luck is going to score some points. They're not playing Jacksonville this week. This is a 50-point over. I think I might roll out DT there.
I think you could roll him out. Like, I'm not comfortable with him, but on this list, Josh Reynolds is above DT, and I'm not going to do that. Curtis Samuel's above him. I'm not going to do that either.
I'm not doing that because Funches is back, so why would you do that? Curtis Samuel's snaps are going to go down.
Yeah. I'm going to roll out DT as a wide receiver 3. If that's the place that you're comfortable with, then I suggest you do it. All right. We are going to go to
break. You didn't pick this. I said Houston over.
Ah, I'm going to go with Houston and the under. On this
all
one. Right. Houston and the under. When we come back, I think we went through all the first round of games. We've got the afternoon, late afternoon games. Bengals, Chargers, Broncos, Niners, Eagles, Cowboys, Steelers, Raiders, Lions, Cardinals, a whole bunch of games. Topped off by the Rams and Bears, and then the Monday night Vikings and Seahawks. So a whole bunch of good ones. So don't go anywhere. It's the power hour. It's a power segment here. Endless love with you guys in this league coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back. Final segment of In This League. You guys have been having fun. Make sure to go check us out on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. NFL season very, very slowly coming to an end here. Obviously, we'll be taking you through with the fantasy playoffs, but want you to know that there'll be lots of good baseball coverage and basketball coverage. We do it on our podcast, the ITL Fantasy Baseball and Basketball Podcast. We do a show courtesy of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and in conjunction with NBA called NBA Takeaways. So you're in good hands for baseball and for basketball stuff. We'll be getting at you. So, and as the football playoffs are going on, we'll be talking about that. Bogman hopes to care about the playoffs with the Steelers in it. What have you looked at standings recently? Like playoff current seedings? Are the Steelers in a spot?
Steelers are 4. Steelers are, they play the Chargers in Pittsburgh.
They're 4 what?
They're the 4 seed.
Oh, the okay. Like, are they
in they're the highest division? Winner right now, but Baltimore is right on their heels. So
Baltimore had me confused because I was like, wait, what are you saying? 4? Are you saying the 4 seed, or are we saying they're 4th in the wild card?
No, they're the 4 seed. So they would get a home game against the highest wild card, which would be the Chargers. So they just replay that Sunday night mess and get their asses kicked even more.
But
so Baltimore has. So Baltimore could win the division because they've got Kansas City, then they have Tampa Bay, then they have the Chargers, and then they have Cleveland. That's how they finish off. So what do you think? 2-2?
At least.
So Pittsburgh has Oakland, then they got New Orleans, New England. Those are probably both losses.
Yeah.
And then Cincinnati. So if they go 2-2, if they beat Oakland and Cincinnati and Baltimore doesn't pull off an upset against Kansas City or the Chargers, and they're probably going to win those other two games, then Pittsburgh would keep that seed.
Well, I was about to say, what a brutal weekend if Baltimore upset Kansas City and you guys drop to Oakland.
Because
they would take the division.
I'm going to the AVN Awards instead of watching playoff football.
No way you'd do that.
If the Steelers aren't in, they won't get a wild card, so... the Chargers have one locked up. It's over with. They've got it.
When are the AVN Awards?
9-3. They're in between the week of the AFC NFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
Wow, they you really know. Where are they located?
Vegas every year, baby. Vegas.
FNTSY should send us out.
I would go.
The AVN Awards. Let's go. I'm down with that. That's your birthday time, isn't it?
Let's go.
Wait, is that around your birthday?
No, it's like 2 weeks after, but close enough.
Happy birthday. Late birthday. Bogman birthday coming up, FYI. Yep. That's going down. All right, let's get to games. Where the hell did we leave off? We left off
Cincinnati at the Chargers, I think.
We did. That's where we're at. All right. Cincinnati, Chargers. Chargers are a 14-point favorite. Over-under is 48. No Melvin Gordon. Austin Ekeler to get the start, but the team did talk about Austin Ekeler wearing down a little bit, which really puts Justin Jackson in a positive spot. We've kind of talked maybe a little like negative, like, man, Justin Jackson here or there, but we both really like him. So we're in on Justin Jackson this week as well.
Yeah. I think I'm still in on Ekeler too, by the way. Wearing down, whatever.
The Bengals suck at everything.
And you would say that the Chargers defense is better than the Broncos defense, right?
Yeah, sure.
Cincinnati at home could only put up 10 against Denver last week. Now they go on the road to the West Coast to play the Chargers. I think I'm taking the Chargers in this game easy and fire up everybody, because Cincinnati sucks. And they're not playing. Perfect is out. And Drake Kirkpatrick is out for them, too.
Jesus.
So I'm going to take, you know what? I'm going to take the Chargers and I'm going to take the over just because I think they could hit 48. Isn't it 47.5 the
48.
Over? 48. Yeah. Okay. I'm still taking the over.
I'm going to go under in Chargers.
So they're going to win by 14 and it's going to go under
28-3.
I mean, that'll do it right there.
Hopefully 28-10 with one Joe Mixon touchdown. That would be splendid.
How confident are you rolling out Boyd and Mixon and John Ross?
Well, I'm not John Ross, even though Slezak needs to be. Yeah, he needs to be. Joe Mixon, it's not even worth talking about because it doesn't matter. You have to. You just have to put him out there. Tyler Boyd's
another. What if you picked up Jeffrey Wilson Jr.?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
I could, and I would.
You would do Jeffrey Wilson Jr. over Joe Mixon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're savage.
I want to be right. I know that's getting cute.
That's too cute for me. Too cute.
It's not too cute for me. I'm not. I can't roll out Mixon.
49ers could also be shut out by the Denver Broncos.
They're the
worst team in the NFL.
Mullins has definitely turned into a pumpkin, but they're definitely going to lose this game. But I think Jeffrey Wilson Jr. Is respectable. They only put up 9 against Tampa Bay, and he was respectable.
Couldn't do it. Well, you know what? Did we both cover that game?
I said Chargers over. You said Chargers under.
Well, let's go to the 49ers and the Broncos. The Broncos are actually only a 3.5-point road favorite. Over-under is 44.5. Broncos pretending to play for something. Niners are playing for the first pick in Nick Bosa. Case Keenum's about to go over 3,000 passing. Philip Lindsay in this game should go over 1,000 rushing. And George Kittle, very likely, if he goes over 100 here, should go over 1,000 yards tight end spot here. George Kittle been incredible this year. We've got No Breida, Jeffrey Wilson Jr. Jeffrey Wilson Jr., 41, NASCAR. He is the starting running back. The Niners have nobody else because Breida's out. Alfred Morris, they hate his guts. So Jeffrey Wilson Jr. should roll. So Sutton, a great play. Any surprise? What about Deshaun Hamilton? Is that somebody you would toy around with?
Deep league, I would, because he's going to play in the slot, and Keenum loves throwing to the slot wide receiver. That's how Adam Thielen had that huge year last year. So, yeah, I think, and maybe even in DFS, we didn't look up his prices or anything, but Hamilton could definitely be one of those good plays as well. So, but I think I'm going to take Denver, and that's the easy part. The Welsh, you said 3.5 and 44.5. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll go over.
I'll go under.
Okay. So you're taking Denver though?
Taking Denver. Oh yeah. It's 4.5.
You said bitch though. You said that?
You said that though? You said that?
You've taken sure. three straight unders. I only have two unders this whole week.
Well, getting some unders in.
Not good.
Eagles and the Cowboys, this should be a good matchup. I mean, this is a huge, huge division thing. This could be the division right here. This is it?
I think this is it, yeah.
So a very important game. Dallas is favored by 3.5 at home. Over-under is 44.5. Zeke ballin'. Zach Ertz, by the way, 7 catches and 22 yards. He'll have a 100-catch season and over 1,000 yards. Booger says we should start thinking about him as the top end of tight ends in the league.
Oh, thank you, Booger.
I think if he goes 100 catches, we should consider him better than Gronk. Boggs, we should give it consideration.
I think we're going to go complete opposites in this game, but I want you to say yours first.
All right, I am going to go with over.
Okay, I nailed that.
And the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, okay. So we're the same there. I'm going to take Dallas and the under in this one. I just think this is going to be one of those hard-hitting games where, you know, they just have – Philly's got nothing on the run game. So it's going to be all about stopping that pass, and I think Dallas can do that. So I think this is one of those, you know, 28-23 games, something like that, in Dallas's favor. So actually, no, that would go over. So I am going to take the over. I'm going to go with you.
So we're together.
I feel like I'm taking too many overs.
Yeah, you are. In the three-sport league we talked about earlier, where I picked up Evan Engram off the wire, my other option was essentially going to be Corey Clement.
Okay.
What would you do?
Corey Clement and it was...
Or Evan Engram.
Evan Engram.
Yeah.
Just hope for that touchdown.
Evan Engram's just sitting on the wire in that league. 16-man. Super flex.
Yeah, well, he was hurt last week. Someone probably dropped him because they had to start somebody.
No one picked him up. Just free, yeah. Free pickup. So hopefully he does something, or I'm gonna hate him. I'll hate him deep. Hate him with a deep passion. All right, Bog, this is a big one. This is your game. The Pittsburgh Steelers favored by 10 over the Oakland Raiders. The over-under is 51.5. We are gonna have multiple 1,000-yard seasons from the Steelers. James Conner out. Jalen Samuels or Calvin Ridley? We don't truly know. That's the big question here. And, you know,
or Calvin Ridley, Stephen Ridley.
Calvin Ridley would be great. Stephen Ridley, do you still hold on? I know you've had a lot of questions, yep. And you put Ridley in as your deep, deep play over on the pod, but you think Jalen's going to get 75% of the run?
I do. I think they give it to the rhythm guy. And they're going to test both these guys out because Jalen Samuels has never carried a full load of a football game in the NFL yet. So they're going to give both of them a shot. I think Jalen Samuels is going to look better. Please, God, let him not fumble early. And from there, I think it's going to be Samuels. He runs the better routes. He hasn't been in Tomlin's doghouse like Ridley has been. So I think it's going to be Jalen Samuels. So I'm going to stick to that. I'm not too confident, but I'm way more confident in Samuels than I am Ridley.
What about on the end of the Raiders here? There's so many weird options. I mean, I told you I'm starting Jordy Nelson here. You've got Aitman that you're starting. CJ Anderson signed here. Doug Martin looks like he's going to play. I like Jalen Richard in this, especially with some high flying that could go on here. I mean, I look at this and I'm over on this game. I'm over, yeah, but I'm going to take Oakland on this because of the 10. But I think Pittsburgh wins. It's just I'm gonna take the over, and I think this could be Pittsburgh by a touchdown.
We picked the same.
Oh, really?
Because I said right after the game, I said the spread's going to be too big on the Oakland game. I said that in my pissed off rant after the Steelers lost the Sunday night game. And I said if the spread's bigger than 10, I'm taking Oakland because Oakland only lost to Kansas City by 3. They've been putting up some points here. You know, this 34-17 game against Baltimore was really – it was – I think it was 27-17 late, and Oakland was driving and then had a fumble 6. So that game was closer. They almost beat the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals aren't good, but – or no, they did beat the Cardinals on the road. So they've looked better the last 3 weeks than they have this whole season, and Pittsburgh's looked bad last few weeks. So – Oakland and the over for me as well.
How are you pessimistic on this game?
No, I'm not. I think they'll win this game. Okay. But So it's not like that last time they went to Oakland and they lost to the Terrell Pryor quarterback led Raiders.
What's gonna happen to you if the Raiders win this game? Because last week was
gonna go to the AVN Awards.
It was rough. Are you gonna get your tickets?
Buy my ticket immediately. Like, they're not making the playoffs if they lose this game.
What level are you gonna go? Like, if the Steelers lose, you're gonna be ready to get blackout drunk on Deck Our Balls.
Yes, I will be. I may save all my anger for December 21st.
Okay, so here's where I'm asking: is tomorrow? Tomorrow. If it were to happen. Is it going to be pure anger or pure give up? Because I think the last game, Chargers, it really beat you down. And I'm not sure the anger was so much as defeat.
I wasn't surprised.
I feel like this one isn't going to be so much defeat.
This one would be surprising. This one would be anger.
This would be anger, Bogman.
Yeah, because the last game I called, I knew what was going to happen. I didn't think they'd get up and then lose. But I figured they were going to lose to the Chargers. And they did.
Okay. Lions at the Card. Did I pick? I picked, yeah. The Lions at the Cardinals in a very unwatchable game. Detroit is a 2.5-point road favorite. 40.5 is the over-under. No Kerryon Johnson. Big question, do you go with LeGarrette Blount in this game? That's ultimately what you have to battle with. No more receivers left for the Cardinals. All they got is Larry, and that's it. So what do you think about starting LeGarrette Blount this week?
That's interesting. What is Blount ranked versus Samuels? That one I would like to know in standard. LeGarrette Blount is a tough start anyway because you're just hoping for that touchdown. That's what you want. So, but I think I'm happier with Riddick and PPR for sure. This game sucks, dude. I don't know who to pick. I'm going to take Detroit and the under.
In standard, Blount is 32.
Okay.
Samuels is 23. And PPR, Samuels, I believe, is 19.
And Blount's way down there.
Where the hell? Blount is 41. So no one's in on Blount this week, even though they're... I mean, that's why Theoretic is the play, by the way. Theoretic is the big PPR play. But I don't know. I think the Lions have all the opportunity to run over the Cardinals. So I could see Blount getting a touchdown opportunity.
But they got Matt Stafford is banged up. This is just neither one of these teams playing for anything. This is just an ugly game. I feel like both these teams would want to lose to get a better draft pick.
Yeah, it's possible. Two more here. We got to plow through them.
Well, you didn't pick.
Oh, I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with an upset, the Cardinals and the over.
Okay.
All right. Bears and Rams. This is a huge game. Rams are a 3-point road favorite. 51.5 is the over under. Are we still waiting on Trubisky or is he going?
He's going.
Okay, he's going. So we got Trubisky and we got all the normal cast here. What do you think? Any fantasy implications that we don't
know? Well, I mean, there's a ton here, but I'm going to take the Rams and the under in this one. I don't know. You know, Trubisky coming back, shaking off some rust against the number one seed. It's just a tough start, even at home. So I've got the Rams, even though they don't like playing in the cold, and going with the under.
Go with Rams and the over. Give me Rams and the over. Big play on all fronts, Tariq Cohen, Todd Gurley. I don't like Josh Reynolds, but I love Robert Woods in this game. So
Jordan Howard?
I think Jordan Howard could be a guy, unfortunately, because I think you have him. Final one here in the final minute, Vikings and Seahawks. I've already called, I think, on the Black Book that I actually like the Vikings in this game. Seattle's favored by 3. Over-under is 45.5. I'm going to take another over. Give me Minnesota and give me Adam Thielen or give me death.
Minnesota's let me down too many times. I picked them against New England horrid last week. New England's defense is not good. They can only muster up 10 points. So I'm going to take Seattle and the under. I just don't like this game. This is going to be a good Monday Night Football game. But as far as picking it, I don't feel great either way. So give me the home team and give me the under in this one.
That, my friends, is everything. That is all that we have for you. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a great weekend, week 14. It's playoffs. I know there's going to be devastating stories. So I highly suggest if you've got a devastating story that you witness or you are a part of, get at us. Instant reactions for our week 14 reaction podcast that'll air on Monday. We do it Sunday. So get it in, you know, like by the Sunday night game if you know something's going down. Or obviously if something happens after the Monday night game, get that at us. And then we'll get you on the Thursday, Friday episode. We will be breaking down all of the heartbreak, letting you know what happened with us. Crowning champions galore. Bogman, we are out of here. So tell everybody to have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye. Don't eat gnats.